Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
No, and I think let's get to that topic. It's one of our topics today is controlling the mania, the Michkov mania. And I know John Tortorella is really trying to do that. I mean, he has told us in press conferences, for example, that we are not getting him every single game. And for example, like, I'd love to talk to Michkov in game broadcast intermissions. I know that's not a possibility, one, with the language barrier, and two, they just don't want to put too much on his plate. And I get why, where he was great in our interview on the Rocky Steps, and you can tell he's having fun, and I think he talks a lot about how helpful it is to have his family here. And they were talking about how Michkov's mom cooks for them all the time, and Ivan Fedotov's wife is there, and it's Zamula, and it's like this little family they have together. And Z was talking about how he never had that before Michkov coming over here. So it's really helping everyone that they have this group of comfortability together. But I think I'm very curious, and I think it's going to be hard for Jonesy, Breer, Torts, that Michkov wants to do more. You can tell that he's really comfortable. You can tell that he's pushing, that he wants to just be one of the guys. And I think it's going to be hard for management to have that balance of when do you allow him to do stuff and when is it going to be too much?
Yeah, and Ashton, what's going to be a problem, it's going to be touchy, is we do a lot of games. So, you know, we get all different players. But they've got some national games early. And that's where, you know, ESPN, Hulu, Hockey Night, whatever. I mean, there's a storyline there. And it's very difficult for a team to kind of put limits when the league wants the attention. And this kid's a terrific story. And he wants to do it. And this is where I think it's going to be. I wouldn't want to be in the PR department for this when all of this goes on, because he is so likable and just willing to do things. And I know that, as you mentioned, they just can't do everything. It's just especially early in a year when you go in, they're going to go out west and at least one national game in that process there. But even beyond that, the locals, I mean, we're in Canada. So, I mean, that's even bigger when you go in there to see what goes on. So I think that's gonna have to be a kind of a interesting kind of dynamic on what goes on with Tortorella and, you know, how much he can do or whatever. But I mean, if this kid comes out of the gates and scores, you know, a few goals in the first couple of games, it's going to be like, whoa, he's going to say everybody's going to want a piece of him. And I think they're going to have a job to do to kind of spread it all out evenly.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be where they start and state expectations early on, because you even use the example from the preseason games. I mean, Michkov scoring his first goal at the Wells Fargo Center. He scores in overtime. He's banging the glass, and it's preseason. And it's like that was one of the cooler moments we've seen in a preseason element. And you think, oh, you'll definitely hear from him postgame, and you don't. And it's like, like it's already starting where it's like, what do you do in this situation where he's obviously the story? Everyone wants to talk to him, but John Tortorella was honest with us. You're not getting him every game. So that's like, I mean, he warned us it was happening, but I see, especially if it keeps up. But, and I think that's the narrative is it going to keep up to this speed when he's seeing actual NHL defenses?
Yeah.
I guess preseason.
Yeah, that'll be a test. I mean, obviously size of the players going on. And in addition, you also have, when you get attention like this, the other side wants to shut you down. So
I've
it's like,
seen it.
You
know, I mean, they're going after
absolutely.
Them.
Oh, absolutely. That's why, you know, you're going to have, you know, Delorier is going to be a big part of what's going on. Anyway, it's like Couturier getting a fight over this.
That,
so I mean, that
was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And that's what's going to happen. So we're going to be taxed to do stories around like opening night. Finally, when they finally get home against Washington, I guess it is.
The worst. You know,
yeah, you got Ovechkin coming in. Ovechkin, I know when Svechnikov, another Russian, first came up, he tried to throw hands with Ovechkin and almost got killed in that first game. But this is going to – so we'll have to, like, work around. Like, I think, like, game one when they come home, we send somebody out to count all the Michkov jerseys. Here in the stands, because it'll be alarming, but it's fun. And I know when the Bruins came in over the weekend, I went down there and talking to the Boston media that was there, that's all they were asking about, what was him coming in, and just, you know, the whole team expectations, the goalie situation, what's gone on, especially with the, you know, they're trying to, you know, do you think Swayman could end up in Philadelphia? I'm like, I don't think that they're ready to make moves here right now. But that was all the question. Yeah, not at some point, but not right now.
Yeah, I think that the Mishkov jersey thing, especially, I had a buddy that went to the preseason game, last home game, and he scores the goal. And what my buddy was saying, like, okay, if he scores a goal when I see it, I'm committing and I'm buying the jersey. And sure enough, he scores the goal. So he goes around the Wells Fargo Center and tries to buy a jersey. And they're sold out. You can't get them, at least in person. It's like they're pushing him to try to buy it online. But the pro shop in preseason is already sold out of these jerseys, which is, it's pretty cool. It's what they, and I love, I think it's been so refreshing. I think everyone was so worried. Was Torts going to pull this guy back? Was he going to, you know, bench him or say that he has to have more defensive structure? And when Torts said in his press conference, we've been waiting years for a guy like this. It's like, yes, I love that honesty because we're all thinking. And for the head coach to say it was huge.
Yeah. And he's got, I mean, there'll be periods of time where, you know, well, I mean, he's had to coach Konechny, right? And Konechny's a terrific offensive talent who does some things that drive you crazy as a coach, but he lets him go for the most part. There's been a couple of times he's really had to kind of pull him back into the bench. But for the most part, it's like we need it. And when you have the coach saying we really needed that, look, you need, this team needs goals. It needs skill. It's the key to the power play. So I don't think there's going to be much in terms of pushback from Tortorella. I don't even think if the kid tries a Michigan, if it's at a proper time in a game, that the coach will go nuts. And I think he'd be praying that it doesn't go in when he scores the Michigan, at least the first one.
For a teaching moment, yeah. And we got to talk about, I thought it was one of the cooler things I've seen covering the Flyers was when Coots went after them when he was messing with Michkov. And I got him for that intermission interview, and he was saying how they're not going to mess with him like that. I just thought, Coots, you talk a lot about what kind of leader he is, and I think there's been some hesitation of why is he captain, and he's not the rah-rah guy in the room, but that was such a captain moment that needed to happen, and you saw Lawton and TK on the bench, stick taps, laughing that he did that. Like, that was a massive moment for the season, I thought.
Yeah, it just shows you everything that they're expecting and the leadership that they have, and you know, it's still a part of hockey, but I know there are, there's a school of people that don't like that type of thing. But, you know, I think it's what separates the sport from other sports, that you can absolutely do something like that. And it's not even added value. It's value you can do things like that. And it brings a team together. You know, we've seen, I mean, there's been chaos in the preseason with Montreal, Ottawa. It's been chaotic on what's gone on. And you have to have, absolutely have to buy that. You have to buy that extra space for your star player. But your star player can't do stupid things to get you involved in that and get you, because it is not easy. I mean, much as it looks like, okay, it's just part of the game. Anybody that's been through it, that is not fun throwing hands. In addition, just maybe getting hurt. It is exhausting to do that. Sure. And you can't ring that bell too many times as a elite player to get your guys in a position to have to do that too often.
Right. But it seems like Michkov, he wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary. He's just skating and getting picked on. Like, it was clear as day when they kept going after him. So you're right. That, I mean, the league is taking notice, and that is definitely going to be a thing. Probably the first month of the season is most teams are going to try to go after him.
Yeah, which is why when your power play works and you draw a penalty for doing that, and that's also what gets you left alone. If your power play then rings up a few goals, like, well, if we go after him and then he's still on the ice, we're in big trouble here.